St. Mary's dropped the hammer on Santa Clara in the second half on Saturday in Moraga, running its winning streak to 9 with a regular season sweep of their Bay Area rival. I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for Gales Rewind for St. Mary's 77-58 victory over the Santa Clara Broncos on Saturday evening. Leading by 1 in the later stages of the first half, the Gales took momentum into halftime, outscoring Santa Clara 13-7 over the final 4 minutes, taking a 7-point lead into the break.
Basket on Bediako. Diagonal pass, Johnson. Extra pass, Mahaney straight away. Wants the three and connects.
That was a deep one. Knapper slow to close.
Here's Mahaney between the circles. Angles right. Jab step on Tilly. Step back three is good. Aiden Mahaney back-to-back triples. Mahaney near the timeline. Left off the action screen. Wide open straight away. Three. Got it.
Single-handedly taking over for the Gales.
The switch. Holding a left-hand dribble. Here's Bowen on the left wing. Downstairs to Saxon. Wide open for the left-handed lay-in. Timeout, Herb Sendek. Eight to shoot. Bowen shovels to Johnson. Johnson with five to shoot. Left-hand drive gets right to the rim and lays it in with 6 on the game clock. Stewart sprinting ahead with 3, with 2. Stewart contested 3 at the horn. Is no good, and the Gales take a 7-point lead into the break. The Gales with a bucket and a stop take momentum into the break.
They put you in situations where they have their 5 men on your point guard a lot or your other guards, and we just were really disciplined about moving it, breaking them down, getting penetration. Making a second penetration. I thought our guard play was great. I thought just everyone played well.
Letting the offense flow, I feel like crashing the heck out of the O boards, getting into multiple on balls, like not getting stuck when they switched or anything, just keeping flowing, going inside out. Logan did a great job getting downhill. Goose did a good job getting to the rim off pick and roll. And we feel like it's a little disrespectful for you to switch against us.
It makes a huge difference going in the half up 7 as opposed to up 1 or 2. And just the way we closed the half, when we got the lead down at their place, we kind of let it slip away and made it tight. But we kind of were able to push it early in that half, and we got it up to 14, and then we took it to 28. So I thought our guys showed some maturity and some signs that we're improving, which is what you want to do, just improve a little bit each week. And
just understanding the concentration it takes for 40 minutes, I felt like that was our first true road game, I think. And I don't know if complacent's the word, just unfocused a little bit and started fouling and gave them a few O-boards that helped them get back in it. But it helps having this great crowd at home to just keep us locked in and be able to ride that momentum and push it out there.
As I mentioned to start the show, the Gales dropped the hammer on the Broncos to start the second half with a 16-2 run to increase their lead to 20 and leading by as many as 28 en route to a blowout win at home and consecutive win number 9.
Covered by Stewart at the logo. Left off the Saxon screen, shake and bake on Bediako, goes up with the right hand and scores over the 7-footer. Now Johnson will drive on the baseline, one hand bounce pass out to the left corner, Mahaney 3, yes!
In and out and back in again.
Drive gets down the lane, blocked at the rim by Bowen. He collects the loose ball, sends the Gales on their way, leading by 11. Johnson to the corner, Dukas open 3, got it! Timeout Santa Clara, and they are loving it here in Moraga. Somehow saves it to Saxon, top of the arc, extra pass, Bowen to Dukas for 3.
Wow, getting something out of nothing. They were dead in the corner, but 3 passes later, rotate for an open 3.
Far side of the basket, standing on the baseline, get it to Mahaney, shot fake on a 3, steps back to the wing, up top it comes to Bowen, he's left open, 3 is on the way, and good. Inside to Saxon, backing down on Holt, gets into the paint, spins the right hand hook, it's on the way, and a goaltend is going to be called on Parker Brown here as that was on its way down. Brown sent it out of bounds, bucket good for Mitchell Saxon. Gales have opened up a 20-point lead here in the second half. They have outscored Santa Clara 20-7.
Played really well. I mean, to be up 28 with 5 to go against a team of that caliber, we did some things right. Obviously, offensively, I thought we were really, really good tonight. We just unselfish. We moved the ball. They switched a lot of stuff, and I thought our guys were just patient, letting the game come to them. And it goes across the board. You need all 10 guys, when they come in, you want them all to play like starters where there's no drop-off, there's no lapses, and we have a group that can do that. You felt it tonight with, the minutes Wessels gave us and Luke and, yep, and Augustus.
We did force a bunch of turnovers and got out in transition off of that. We've played these guys a ton of times the past few years. So just understanding their scout and personnel. I mean, we did a really good job on Podziemski. He's a heck of a player. Overall, it was a really good game.
Defensively, I thought our guards were sticky when they were running their offensive stuff. Podziemski, obviously Logan did a great job on him, but our bigs are a huge part of that as well. They got to do a lot on our pick and roll coverages. It's They got to read the situations. They happen quick, especially with them. It's a good offensive team, and their offense hits pretty quick. So I thought our guys were good at just kind of reacting to the situations. At the start of that second half, I thought we did an exceptional job just making it tough on them. They had to get tough shots. We turned them over quite a bit.
I mean, it's a great environment. It means the world to us. It helps us win. Like, in the second half, when you usually get tired, you don't for some reason. Like, your legs feel good. And you need that to be a really good program at home. It's helped us last year. We were undefeated at home, and we had a couple missteps this year, but we're starting to get on a roll where it feels like we really can't lose in front of these great fans.
We have a lot of, you know, younger, not totally experienced guys. Obviously, we have our three seniors that are veterans, but guys that are playing new roles, and you've seen it. Augustus has played better and better each game. Aiden's played better each game. Harry tonight, you know, it's a step in the right direction. You get 6 and 5 and 8 minutes against good bigs that Santa Clara has. Mm-hmm. So that's the goal. You know, it's easier said than done, but we'll have to just keep working, keep being conscious about just getting in the gym and keep improving as much as we can.
With an 18-4 record and a number 22 ranking now in tow, the first place Gales head to Provo for their last WCC matchup with BYU at the Marriott Center on Saturday night. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m. Until then, I'm Alex Jensen, and you've been listening to Gales Rewind.